Real World Radio. President Gutierrez aimed to become stronger. Ecuadorian Congress unanimously ratified the immediate dismissal of the 31 judges of Ecuador's Supreme Court of Justice, a decision decreed last Friday by Ecuadorian President Lucio Gutierrez. The decision of the legislators annuls December the 8th legislation when Gutierrez decreed the reconstructing of the court, choosing new judges who are now also dismissed. The measure means the immediate dismissal of all the judges integrated to the Supreme Court until yesterday. Former judges cannot return to their old positions either. Thousands of Ecuadorians demonstrated on Quito streets last week, asking for the dismissal of President Gutierrez and the Supreme Court of Justice. Last Friday, Ecuadorian President decreed an emergency state for Quito, also dismissing all the court's judges in an attempt to calm popular demonstrations. However, Gutierrez said there are no possibilities he resigns from his position. Dismissed judges had annulled the trials for corruption of former President Abdallah Bucaram and Gustavo Noboa and former Vice President Alberto Dahik, thus increasing the people's discontent. Ecuadorians are blaming Gutierrez for this, who ordered the court reform last December. Real World Radio interviewed Uruguayan writer and journalist Nietzsche Lucas, who had lived in Ecuador for over 10 years. Regarding Ecuador's situation, Lucas says there are no demonstrations at the moment. He reported that Guayaquil City's mayor called a demonstration on Monday afternoon aiming to support Quito's demonstrations. According to Lucas' sources, Guayaquil's mayor has agreements with the government and the parliament. The journalist believes there may be spontaneous demonstrations in Quito tonight and that there will be a demonstration there tomorrow. He thinks these demonstrations are not strong enough as to cause the president's fall. Lucas says, while representatives supporting the government and those belonging to Bucaram's party say the court is not eliminated, opposition believes the court is annulled and that these matters will be interpreted by the next court. According to Lucas, they still have to figure out how this new court is going to be elected next week. There will be agreements there while wondering who is going to choose the court and which sectors will be represented there. In December, opposition was almost as strong as to judge and dismiss Gutierrez because the president's popularity was really weak then. However, Gutierrez got the Congress support by making alliances and splitting the court between different sectors. The journalist says that last December the 8th, when restructuring the court, Gutierrez aimed it to be stronger. Then the court turned into a problem even for himself. There are many divisions in Ecuador now, says Lucas. Demonstrations are important and have been symbolically interesting, but middle class is the main participant, not the popular sectors. If other sectors of the indigenous movement joined the demonstrations, Gutierrez's dismissal would be possible. Lucas thinks it is very unlikely. Real World Radio.